Now that we're out of the holiday season, Mayor, we're looking ahead to the spring and the summer. What are some of the big things you got going on in Wake Forest as we look ahead toward the spring and the summer?
Well, as you know, there are always a lot of things going on in Wake Forest.
Sure.
And you can come on February the 17th at 6 p.m. at the Renaissance Center to hear my State of the Town address, which will give you all the stuff we did last year and what we're planning to do. But a couple of things coming up. This is Black History Month, and we have a great tour. We have walking tours of our Northeast community that give you all update on all of the history in that location, and we're very proud of that. We also, our police, are having a polar plunge on February the 22nd at Heritage Lake Pool. And so they're raising money for Special Olympics. So if you want to hop in the pool when it's cold, 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 come and go with the police department. And our film festival start on Saturday, March the 1st. We'll have our fourth film festival here in Wake Forest. We have 14 films that were selected out of 106 that were submitted from all over the world.
Wow.
And we're really excited about the film festival. It's always a great event. And, of course, we're gearing up for our Friday Nights on White.
Sure. Sure. A lot going on.
In April. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mayor, are you going to take the polar plunge?
You know, I don't think I will.
I agree with you, Mayor.
I mean, I support our police department
sure.
every way, but I don't think I'm going to do the polar plunge.
You mentioned the State of the Town that's coming up later this month. Kind of giving us a sneak peek into that, if you could. As you come off of 2024, you feel like the town's in a pretty good place as you come off last year and head into this year?
Oh, we are in a great place. And one of the things that I'm going to highlight, our police chief just retired.
Mm-hmm.
After 15 years being the chief, he had been with the department for 32 years. But I was looking back because we've had several police who have retired recently. And so in the past year, we've had four policemen who have retired. And, you know, that represents 130 years of institutional knowledge.
Wow.
And I just think that's tremendous. You know, I was talking to police the other day. We are such a safe town. We are 100% caught up on employees in our police department. I don't think you'll find that at any place in the country. But that is just a testament to the leadership and the things that the town does to support our police. And so I'm just really proud of that.
Mayor, we talk so much with so many municipalities in Wake County about the growth that everybody is seeing. And I imagine Wake Forest is no different. Outside of meeting the growth and growing responsibly, what are some of the other biggest challenges that are facing your town?
That's really just keeping up with everything that's going on.
Sure.
You know, we are in great shape financially. We're in great shape with our employees. We're giving great service to our community. Most of the people who live here love living in Wake Forest. And, the few issues that are connected to growth, we can handle those. And growing is a really good thing.
Absolutely,
growing
it is.
It's not a bad thing, okay? And so we have to keep looking forward and not, you know, one of the things, I'm actually going to say this in my State of the Town, but I saw this on Facebook on the Episcopal Church memes site. It said, how many Episcopalians does it take to change a light bulb? It takes 10. One to actually change the bulb, and 9 to talk about how much they liked the old one.
That's pretty good.
And that's kind of the way that that people are. You know, we talk about how we liked it the way it used to be, but it's really good to have that new light shining.
Mayor, as I let you go, would like you just to give me maybe a 30, 45 second just infomercial about why Wake Forest is such a great place.
Because our people are great. They take care of each other. It's a very caring community.
That sounds great. Mayor Vivian Jones from Wake Forest. Mayor, always appreciate your time and look forward to visiting with you again sometime real soon.
Thank you so much for letting me share with you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.